This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What about the national polls that have Hillary way out front? Here we are less than 2 weeks before the election. Can Donald Trump pull this off?
You know, I think sometimes polling is done to dampen election turnout. So when Trump says the thing's rigged, I'm not sure exactly what he means, and I'm not sure I always agree with him, but I do think that when we say over and over someone can't win, that is a form of rigging in the sense that it is designed to suppress turnout. And I'll give you an example. In Kentucky, in our governor's race in 2015, the media said over and over and over again the Democrats were up 8 points. The hope, I think, was to depress Republican turnout, and these are coming from liberal newspapers in our state. And turns out the Republicans won by 8. They were off like by 16 points. And, but I think some of that is intentional. The polls are put out, you know, to make it either look closer than it is or to make it look like Democrats have a better chance. And I think it's done by design to try to dampen turnout. I think Trump's going to win Kentucky and West Virginia, and we don't want anybody to be discouraged and think, oh, he's not going to win nationally. And we don't know that until the votes are counted. And there are probably 5 states that are too close to call. You know, Clinton's up 2 points in Florida. That doesn't mean she's going to win. Margin of error in these polls is often 2 points. So even within looking at the polls, 2 to 4 point lead is not necessarily a victory.
And we got to wait for the fat lady to sing, right, Scott? I mean, if she ain't singing, it's still gone. And, you know, I agree with the senator there. This is all part of the manipulation because, you see, the thing is they're not taking it for granted. Like we talked about, is these people that have the ability, who are dead, to rise from the dead and vote. So we don't know what's going to happen there, although I think it's been determined that most of those that do rise from the dead somehow, even though they were staunch Republicans, suddenly vote Democrat upon their new risen ability.
Well, they had time to think about it. You know, the things that Rand is saying here, we saw it in the primaries. She came out and they said 3 days before the California primary.
Yeah, Brian.
Basically, AP. Yeah, you know, basically, oh well, Hillary won California.
We've already got the numbers. No,
yeah.
They said, well, no, she's already. We ran an audit. we had the auditors come in and they counted the numbers and she's got enough delegates.
And
now,
was,
so the
that
game's
was two
over.
Or 3 days before.
Right.
Before they even held the primary.
Right.
So,
I think that's what they ought to do. You know, if they did that in Chicago, you imagine that? They would just tell Cleveland, it's over. Yeah, the curse is broken.
We
sacrificed the goat right there at home plate. Everything's good, and now we can go back to normal because it's over. Right?
With yeah, that kind of well, when we're talking about... when we're talking about Chicago and elections, I think we have a whole other thing to go into there. I mean, you don't know until everybody that votes, and then you count up the numbers. And this could have an adverse effect. You know, somebody that was saying, "Well, my guy's got it." You know, I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. He might now say, whoa, wait, if I'm reading these polls that, you know, because, again, this is the first election I've seen in a while to where I do not see a bunch of Hillary signs or a bunch of Trump signs out in people's yards.
I'll tell you, you watch what's happening. You know, when the cameras show Hillary Clinton at a, you know, an event, they make sure they capture just the right amount of people in the point of view of the camera. They're not showing all the people that aren't there. Scott, in Florida here a couple of weeks ago, she was supposed to be here, you know, at an event, which was a couple of doors down from a pro-life event. 8 people showed up. Only 8 people showed up. Needless to say, she didn't. She just kept the limo going by. She did not stop there. So this is the deal. Tim Kaine the other day, 30 people at his event. you know, thousands of people for Trump. So the optics don't look particularly well in her favor. But there's more to talk about this, and we'll continue the conversation coming up. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's all about you, America, because that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, a government up for and by we the people. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Scott, we were just talking, you know, speaking of baseball, of course, now it's one apiece, right? You know, we got Chicago winning last night, and then we got three games in Chicago.
Yeah, three games coming up in Chicago, and it's a 1-1 series.
And speaking of which, I just want to finish out the one thought we were saying just a moment ago, relevant to, you know, the suppression of the vote. This is a bit of a double-edged sword, even for Hillary, because, you know, if people think, well, she's got it in the bag, there's no need for me to vote. I don't need to come out. So she's trying, I mean, she's walking a fine line here in terms of having some confidence in some prognosticators saying, oh, it's in the bag. I mean, you know, 5-1 odds, you know, she's got this made. But again, I maintain that the uniqueness of this particular election cycle, the characters that are involved, both Hillary and Trump, and the sentiment of the country that has just had it with the scandals and the greed and Washington, D.C., with their business as usual, while, you know, you and I and Main Street America are working our tails off, working a couple extra jobs just to keep up with what we used to do 8 years ago. So, no, we're not better off. It's actually worse yet. But we need to talk about safety and electrical safety particularly. And we've got a safety engineer, electrical safety expert with us right now, Garrett Way, who's providing an action plan to help people survive a major storm event and save lives. And, of course, this is right on the heels of Hurricane Matthew that we experienced here on the east. Garrett, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you. You know, it's good to have we need your advice. We need you coming on because even though Hurricane Matthew, particularly here in Florida, didn't necessarily get the full impact. Yes, we had places up in the northeastern part of the state get hit a little worse than, you know, I was in Port St. Lucie, and so this was going to be, you know, one of the main points of entry, and thank God it stayed off the coast enough. We just got, you know, some wind damage, some electrical issues, but by and large, I mean, compared to St. Augustine and North Carolina and you know, the Carolinas that got beat up pretty bad, we were very fortunate by comparison.
Yes.
But there are some things, and the reason we wanted you on is to, you know, talk about what we need to do. This still continues. I mean, we're still in the midst of hurricane season here in the east.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's obviously always a threat when there's either hurricanes or, you know, torrential downpours. The electrical distribution system in either a home or a business is always at risk in those situations.
Yeah, you say even small storms and accidents can interrupt the power in your home. So this is all about doing the right thing beforehand and being prepared for those inevitable possibilities, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you know that you're in the path of a large-scale storm, whether it be a water incident or an electrical storm, it's best to kind of isolate all the equipment that you can, unplug things. If you have an emergency generation system, obviously make sure that's completely functional, and do what you can to just protect yourself and the components in your home or business.
Mm-hmm. Well, Garrett, you're the top safety educator at Schneider Electric. So give us some keys, some steps that we need to affect, very wisely, going forward here. What do you recommend?
Well, certainly, again, like I said, if you have the opportunity prior to being in the middle of event, let's say, try and unplug and disconnect devices as best you can. Isolation is always the best safety measure for both a person and a component. If you have an emergency method of power, you can make sure that's functional. But once you're in the storm, though, if the storm comes up upon you quickly or you weren't aware or there's rising waters, obviously we want Schneider would encourage everybody to get to safety, get away from those components. But if you're kind of stuck in it, it's best to not at that point be touching outlets or receptacles or flipping breakers for that matter. You just want to keep yourself clear of those devices. And once that storm has passed, if you've lost power and there's no physical evidence of any water damage locally, you check with the utility and verify that you still have power coming to your home, and then have a professional investigate to make sure there's no issues that could cause damage or harm to you.
Right. What do you say, Garrett, about about generators? We had a tragic situation with an elderly couple that was utilizing a generator and improperly, and it caused their demise. What's your recommendation there with generators?
To have a professional electrician do the installation. People don't understand the risk they're taking on when they're attaching a new power source to a source that's already supplied by the utility. And there are devices specifically made to isolate things from the utility and that generator, and it really takes a professional to do that. Unfortunately, millions of small generators are sold every day, and there are certainly people that plug them into their system and power up their home. But if you haven't taken the proper precautions to isolate that system from the utility system, it could mean death for sure.
Yeah, sometimes we just think it's plug and play and should
right.
be a no-brainer, but, better to be cautious and do the right thing and bring an expert so that you know what you're doing, especially the first time around, wouldn't you say?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. It's, again, there are methods and equipment that are used to isolate that, transfer switches, and they're all things that a professional generator installer or electrician can show you and describe what they do. There are systems that power an entire house. There are systems that just power specific circuits. It's a matter of how much money you want to spend and invest, but like previously stated, you got to have a professional do the installation.
Well, you say also you raise the caution flag when it comes to electrical outlets and replacing or cleaning equipment. Explain here. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Garrett, so if you can break that down for us. What are you talking about?
Any component that's been completely submerged underwater really needs to be replaced. Unfortunately, the residual components that were in the water in the first place in a flood condition or even a rain condition for that matter, minerals in the water, can have long-term effects on that equipment. If it's been completely submerged in water, it really needs to be replaced. If it's just been lightly exposed, a professional electrician can determine if it's still workable. But electrical distribution equipment aren't made to be cleaned with cleaners or, cleaned up or blown, dried off of a hairdryer.
Right, exactly.
To be expected to verify they work properly.
Okay, one final question here. The resiliency of the power grid and technologies, they've come a long way, no doubt, particularly here in Florida where we're at. They invested billions of dollars to upgrade the power grid and technology, so we were grateful for that. What do you have to say about that?
Every year the utilities are doing everything they can to to create the most both resilient and redundant system, so that if a power source is lost in one place, you know, they have methods of switching it over to another power source. But in the case of large scale storms like Hurricane Matthew, there's only so much they can do, and there's only so much their system.
Well, Garrett, we're out of time. We got to leave it right there. Garrett Way, top safety educator at Schneider Electric. Thank you, Garrett.
Dan Pilla, do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We've been expecting this conversation with James O'Keefe for a while. As he knows, I've been trying to chase him down, you know, to talk about the latest videos coming out of Project Veritas. And we appreciate the time, James, to have you back on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been asked to go on 1,200 radio stations in the last... I didn't realize there were so many radio stations in the United States. I've only been able to do about 30 or so because I've been busy actually working. I've been busy actually producing these videos for Project Veritas. But here I am.
Well, we appreciate the time. And there's only 11,000 radio stations in the country, James, so... You know, so you can expect some more phone calls.
There's little podcasts, and I mean, you'd be amazed. Not just radio, but there's Skype and podcasts and all different types of things.
Well, there's a lot of people trying to get the truth out, and we are partnering with you with Project Veritas for your efforts. You know, the organization founded by James O'Keefe, ladies and gentlemen, mission of Project Veritas is to investigate and expose corruption, dishonesty, self-dealing, waste, fraud, and other misconduct in both public and private institutions. Heretofore, we used to rely on the mainstream media to do that job. They've abandoned that. They're MIA. And one thing you should keep in mind and hold to and understand about Project Veritas, their goal is to inform the public of wrongdoing and allow the public, you and me, we the people, to make judgments on the issues. It's not that you're championing any cause in particular other than here's the truth, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, these videos have become a phenomenon all over the country. They're the number one trending video on YouTube right this second. The third video we released yesterday is on Monday of this week was the number one trending video in the country on all throughout the week. So the videos have become a sensation. It's prompted two Democratic operatives to resign. They've been brought up in the debates, and all without any help from the mainstream media, which has now been forced to cover the story while being dragged kicking and screaming.
James, number one question I get from my audience is, how did James O'Keefe, how were they able to get these videos? Because these guys are, you know, they're pretty wide open about what they're doing. I mean, are they just so egotistical that they would just spill the beans like this?
I would say it's two things. Number one, I have a good team. We had 8 full-time undercover reporters embedded for a year into these operations, speaking with these people. We had people pose as donors. We had people, one young person, an intern, who is actually working for Bob Creamer, who is the so-called niece of the donor to Bob Creamer. I mean, we had a very elaborate system of shoe leather journalists out there in the field for a year. We were literally working for Hillary's campaign for over a year.
Wow.
So it's our team, but it's also the fact these guys are very arrogant. They're going to just talk because they just are so arrogant. In fact, one of the things that Scott Bobel, who has now been fired, has said is that he could, and I can't even say it on the radio, but I'll spell it out. He could F-U-C-K his mother and not go to jail in some of these states controlled by Republican legislatures because the Republicans are too spineless to do anything about it. So there is an element of no accountability with these guys because they can't get in trouble because the media and the government will not hold them accountable.
Well, you know, here it is. You released the third, and the third makes it real clear, James, that Hillary Clinton was directly involved.
Yes, the third video shows that Bob Creamer, who's formerly working for Democracy Partners, formerly working for the DNC, was saying that it's Hillary's idea. It was straight from the top, through the chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all Hillary, is what he says. And this is pretty significant because of who Bob Creamer is. This is not a low-level guy. This is not just an Acorn employee or some bureaucrat. This is the heart and soul of the Democratic Party on tape saying it was Hillary's idea. And Brad Woodhouse, another guy who's the head of the nonprofit, who's attacking me on Fox today, by the way, calling me a liar and a felon. I'm not a felon. Bob Creamer is a convicted felon.
Right.
And he's been to the White House 340 times.
Yeah, how do you add up those numbers? I mean, you know, as somebody said last night, it wasn't there like he was there for the Easter egg roll or something like that. I mean, and he had, what, 40 sometimes direct meetings with the president?
don't understand why this administration does not just tell the truth. I mean, there's no contrition. There's no humility. Just be honest. Level with us. Why is Bob Cramer coming to the White House? Well, we know nothing of this.
Right.
You know, Josh Earnest was asked about our videos at the White House. He says, "Well, I can't confirm or deny, and don't believe James O'Keefe. He's a liar." Well, sir, the White House logs show Bob Cramer coming here 340 times. He met with Obama 47 times. What were you guys talking about? Yoga?
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Chicago. He's a community organizer. He's married to a sitting U.S. congresswoman, which, by the way, when they introduce Bob Cramer, they say husband of congresswoman. They don't say convicted felon. When they introduce me, they call me criminal, rapist, editor, liar, James O'Keefe. We just live in the world is upside down, and I could go on and on and on. I mean, the story, we live in the banana republic when media corporations are unwilling to break news on Hillary Clinton because of fear of retaliation. She'll revoke their FCC licenses, which is truthfully what happened last week with this story. Everyone spiked it and waited for someone to get fired before they could report on the fact that someone has been fired. We are living in a brave new world where citizen journalism has to do the job because no one in the mainstream media has the guts to do anything.
Exactly. I mean, they're so committed to being identified with the Beltway, with power, that they've left any kind of journalistic credibility. They've just set that aside for the sake of the cocktail parties on the Beltway.
That's right. It's about access. It's about access, and it's about fear, and it's about getting blacklisted or or attacked by an administration, which is itself illegal. And this stuff is all happening, and it's starting to happen in open. It's starting to happen right out in the open. We had to go behind closed doors to really reveal the dirty, disgusting trickery. I mean, never before have we been able to see how these political consultants act, how they talk, how they behave, and the things they do. Wasn't Trump's tape was of him saying things sexually.
Right.
And maybe or maybe not he did these things. These are not just words. These are things that people have actually done.
Exactly.
And bragged about doing.
Well, what galls me, James, they talk about the Republicans wanting to suppress the vote. Well, what are they doing if not suppressing the vote themselves? It's okay to suppress, I guess, Republican votes because they don't agree with them, and that's been their philosophy. But, you know, as far as the Democratic vote, you know, God forbid that we would ask for something as reasonable as a voter ID card.
Yeah, and in the video, one of the most extraordinary things about these videos is video number two, which is released last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Scott Fogle actually describes how they commit the fraud and how they get away with it. He actually says they use fake paychecks and fake pay stubs to give people identifications to go around and to commit massive voter fraud. He says, I can't even say it on the radio, the things he says, by the way, but it's we've been bussing people around for 50 effing years,
yes,
and we're not going to stop. And Brad Woodhouse, this is the president of this nonprofit organization, fired him. I mean, Scott Fogle was speaking about his boss and saying, look, Brad and me and Mike Lux, these are all Democratic operatives he's speaking about,
right,
we do whatever it takes to win this mother effer, even if it means
right,
breaking the law. And they're firing everyone. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You know, we're in the process of releasing the fourth installment, and the fourth installment, it's pretty bad. It involves overseas money. And it's something that we're breaking here shortly. We're in the production process on it, and Brad Woodhouse is implicated.
Wow. Well, James O'Keefe has been with us. James, thank you so much. Great work from the staff and all the hard work. Thank you for doing what the mainstream media has abandoned, we the people, and they've been missing in action. But Project Veritas, on our behalf, has been there to bring the truth no matter where it leads us. Thank you so much, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on anytime.
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas' founder, on Bill Martinez Live.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live. Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, this past week, President Obama tried to pour cold water on evidence that the State Department had pressured the FBI not to classify one email in former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's archive. Now, one day after the FBI released notes in which one unidentified bureau official said they had been offered a quid pro quo to not classify the email, and Obama dismisses the concern as, it's just pure speculation, okay? Well, I think you've heard directly from both the FBI, and I'm quoting him now, from both the FBI and the State Department that the notion or the accounts that have been put out there are just not true, end quote. This is what our president had to say at a press conference at the White House Rose Garden. So, so what is it? Is it quid pro quo, or is it just looking like a duck and talking like a duck? Well, the duck expert himself is Jeffrey Stevens, and he's with us right now, a 2016 political commentator, contributor to thedailysurge.com, and author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sander thriller. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Boy, it's like America. We're just a bunch of mushrooms here, kept in the dark. And meanwhile, we just keep getting all this manure spread on by this administration. And what we're told is this next coming administration, who is already, you know, picking out the drapes and the color schemes of the Oval Office, says, hey, look at it. It was so good the last 8 years. We're just going to keep it coming. Why not?
Yeah. Sad but true. The thing you bring up, though, it's remarkable because if you offer somebody this for that, that's what quid pro quo is, right? I mean, that's,
yes.
You know, it was an offer. If you do this, I'll give you these postings overseas and so forth. If someone believed, if Patrick Kennedy or someone else believed on behalf of Hillary Clinton that this particular message should be declassified, what would you logically do? You'd write a memo. You'd send an email. You'd say, I think this should be declassified for some reason because it's already in the public knowledge, because too many people without clearance have seen it. Something. Make an argument.
Mm-hmm.
No such communication exists. The only communication was, if you declassify this, I'll do that for you. It's
right.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, and of course, this is just the start, Jeffrey, of the disruption, the force that is shaking the very foundation of the FBI. You've got kind of an inside-out movement where agents, boy, I'll tell you, you know, when you're there with the FBI, there is such a, my understanding at least, is there's such a high sense of integrity there. And to see this unraveling, this is quite disturbing for them.
It really is. There is tremendous integrity. And let's remember, I mean, people tend to forget because this administration has so blurred the lines, Bill. The FBI is the national police force. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So it's just like if I knew someone had, or let's say my home was burglarized. I call the police come and they investigate. Then they find a suspect. The police don't decide whether to prosecute the suspect. The DA's office then does it. I mean, people watch all these programs on TV. Everybody knows
right,
how
exactly.
The system works.
Yes.
In this case, the FBI investigated Hillary Clinton and what she had done, and then unbelievably, Comey comes out and says, and therefore we see no basis for prosecution. But it's not his call. It's the Department of Justice call. So there's not only unhappiness within the ranks of the FBI, but within the DOJ, people who are career lawyers there, not people who are going to do the bidding of Loretta Lynch, but people who believe in the integrity of the system are saying he had no right to make that judgment, and Loretta Lynch didn't have the right to make a deal with Bill Clinton on the tarmac.
Exactly.
This is something we should review.
Right.
And the law involved, on top of all of this, clearly states that if you are grossly negligent in the mishandling of classified information, you're guilty of a crime. There is no requirement that you prove intent. It's one of those unusual statutes in that regard because what's at stake is so important that you don't have to prove intent. So they already found her to be grossly negligent. Why did they not prosecute?
Mm-hmm. So what happened to Comey? Did he get did he draw out the short stick much like Susan Rice did? You know, because as you say, you know, clearly Loretta Lynch needed to be the one to make the statement. I mean, subsequently she did, but still right then, why should he be the one to take the bullet for the team?
Yeah, I don't know why he did. You know, I actually think Comey is a man of integrity, and that's why this really breaks my heart to see somebody in that position, somebody with that background, with that career, come out and make a statement like that. Now, the word is, and again, I have no basis other than I've heard rumors, he was concerned. He didn't want to be in the position of heading an investigation that led to the indictment of the candidate for one of the two major parties in this country because it would have created an unprecedented mess.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a good enough reason not to do your job. I'm sorry. He should have left it to the Department of Justice. And now we've got a situation where this election, we're in the stretch run now. Maybe we're in the clubhouse turn, let's say, the stretch run
right.
Is next week. But they're already talking like Hillary Clinton's gotten elected, and the Republicans are already talking about indicting her after she gets into office.
Yeah, it's a total mess. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier, that Donald Trump's talking about his first 100 days of the ideas that he has, for his presidency, and Hillary Clinton is lining up lawyers to defend herself because they're gonna come after her, big time. There's
as
no
well
doubt about
it. Is the
yeah.
truth.
Right. And, because because the people didn't do their job, including James Comey. And it's sad because a lot of people, you know, before they would characterize Comey as being a man of integrity. And that was always the first thing you heard about James Comey. But you don't hear that now. So he's really his brass is rather burnished right now.
Yeah. And as you say, this is a reflection on this entire administration, what they've done and the way they've, as you said, left us in the dark. Or when things come out, they just fluff it aside. That doesn't mean anything. It's okay. After all, Hillary's out there with Michelle on the campaign trail. That's what we should focus on.
Right.
And let's talk about Trump's girlfriends as if that's important.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, Jeffrey, they're pulling the strings here on this investigation. Are they afraid? And this is what I sense, too. What's stopping them is that they know if they see this through, it goes to the Oval Office. You know, the White
That's
House
right.
is implicated here. I mean, the president, you know, I mean, he knew Hillary Clinton had a private server. He even used a pseudonym. I mean, they're all complicit. I mean, this is one big, humongous cabal. And she's Secretary of State. He had to know what's been going on. Who knows? Maybe later on we'll find out that he's got a prestigious position in the Clinton Global Initiative or the foundation or something. I don't know. Because there's even suggestion that Comey has gotten money from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, I haven't seen any evidence of that, and I know the rumors are rampant right now. What I do agree with you about, however, is that this goes to the top. I mean, you're the president. The buck stops here, as Harry Truman would say. You can't pretend you didn't know what was going on. When Hillary Clinton got hit with these subpoenas, after she received the subpoenas, somewhere in the neighborhood of, we're saying, 35,000 emails get erased. Her chiefs of staff or the key people for working for her, take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, what does that
right.
tell you? That's like the mafia, for God's sake. I mean,
well, and the FBI protected them. Why?
Testify?
And why did the FBI give them, you know, protection? And what did we get out of it? What did the people, what did the issue of truth, what did it get out of it? Nothing. We got some broken up, you know, laptop computers, phones. I mean, she said she only had one or two. We find out, what, 13, 15 phones or something? I mean,
that's right. And which were smashed by hammers, which they admit doing. I mean, does this not bespeak a guilty conscience or a guilty mindset?
Yeah.
I mean,
and let's not talk about bleach bit, right?
Yeah, really. Really. It's just incredible. And people don't hold her to account for this. I mean,
well,
you know,
Jeffrey, maybe the people will. Maybe they're just laying back and they're waiting till Election Day. Maybe there will be a resounding shout, and what you will hear is one big humongous plug being pulled out of the swamp. I mean, Nancy Pelosi said it's time to drain the swamp, and better words could never come from anyone but her.
Right.
And, of course, that seems to be the order of the day. So maybe we'll hear on November the 8th, on the evening of November the 8th, the big universal plug of the swamp being pulled, huh? We can only hope.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
I'm right with you.
As you've heard, no less a left-wing nut than Michael Moore is predicting that Trump's going to win.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Halloween is almost here, and prep is likely focused on the candy, the costumes, and the spooky decorations. So when the holiday arrives, dinner is often a last-minute stressor or a scary afterthought. But that doesn't have to be the case. Before the trick-or-treating festivities kick off, treat yourself to Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza, a best-in-class premium pizza that's the perfect no-fuss meal on nights as hectic as Halloween. Virtuoso is not your average frozen pizza. In fact, it tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. These pies have a deliciously thin, crispy crust and are made with only the freshest ingredients. Virtuoso is available in 9 uniquely flavored varieties, like pepperoni pesto, signature spinach, and tomato and goat cheese. So there's a flavor for every palate. Check out the store locator at www.oetker.us to see where Virtuoso is sold near you, and have a happy and incredibly scrumptious Halloween. This report is brought to you by Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Martinez live.
Part of the show when we got to go into the rumors. You know, I know some people say it's kind of tinfoil hat time, but that's okay. I mean, this is stuff out there, but we're declaring that this next 14 or so minutes, not necessarily bathed in fact, just it's what's out there and people are talking about without getting too crazy, okay? And the perfect guy to do it is the rumor guy, Bill McIntosh, international pundit, editor, 40 plus years businessman in the United States and South America. William, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. Well, wait a second. Well, what do you mean not entirely bathed in fact? No, this is all.
You're down there, huh? You got it all glued. It's all there. I mean, you could go on O'Reilly and present the facts and be able to, you know, stand, still keep standing.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, hey, worst case, it's faction, which is, you know, like fact-based fiction. But no, right. I mean, some of the stuff is really, I think.
Well, no, yeah, but it's stuff that people are talking about necessarily. I mean, you know, it's out there on the edge a little bit from what we normally do.
A little bit.
So I want to put it in that context. Fun. Hey, real quick here, only because Jeffrey Stevens had said this, that Michael Moore has predicted that it will be a Donald Trump win, and this is against what the prognosticators are putting at, you know, 5-1 odds in favor of one Hillary Clinton. And there was also, I don't know if you saw this from Professor Alan Lichtman. I was reading about this the other day. He's had a great success record in picking presidents since 1984, winner of the popular vote in every presidential election since 1984. And it's not about, you know, like a horse race strategy and statistics or anything like that. It's just some things that he's observed in going back, you know, from 1860 to 1980 to pull out these keys that he's monitored, and it's based on 13 true-false questions where an answer of true always favors the reelection of the party holding the White House, in this case, the Democrats. Now, the keys are phrased to reflect the basic theory that elections are primarily judgments on the performance of the holding party in the White House, and if six or more of the 13 keys are false, that is, they go against the party in power, they lose. If fewer than six are false, then the party in power gets four more years. That's what happened 4 years ago, if you'll recall. So anyway, the prediction based on his analysis is it is a Trump win. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was has to do with Halloween masks, okay, getting out there on the edge a little bit because that's what we like to do, is the Halloween mask purchases have been monitored, and it doesn't bode well for Hillary Clinton. She is not the most popular mask out there. Donald Trump is leading the sales of the, the new and improved mask category. And he's got her by, I think, seven to 9 points in terms of popularity of a Halloween mask. So, hey.
I mean, some of the stuff is, I think some of the stuff is really valid. I mean, let me tell you something. This professor you mentioned, I don't recall his name, but I do recall that the study he made and the prediction he made. And I think it's fascinating. I also think, I was talking to somebody in Ireland the other day about this. And, you know, he said, look at the people betting, and the money seems to be on Donald Trump winning with the small bettors. The big bettors, like George Soros, who bets that he loses. He's hoping, praying that he loses.
He's burning novena candles. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Lickman's. I don't know if he's Catholic, but.
Yeah, well, hey, even if you're not Catholic, you're still going to burn something, you know, and he's probably burning
it.
Sure. But Lickman's book, by the way. Yeah, Lickman's book, by the way, is titled Predicting the Next President, the Keys to the White House 2016, that he released back in September. But interesting stuff, you know. And, of course, let's face it. This is the most interesting election cycle that we've been on in our lifetimes. It is not the normal case with Donald Trump. He has definitely taken it outside the normal nine-dot paradigm. And this is on the heels of Brexit, too, Bill, you know, so we've got to think about that.
Yes. This is, let me tell you something. I have a couple of ways to pick Donald Trump. He's the Tim Tebow of American politics, and he's the Nigel Farage of American upsets. And I do think he's going to upset things. They always say he's not always going to. This time he's dead. This is over for Donald Trump now. I mean, he just blew it again. And, you know, they it's always one more time they say, no, this is it for Donald Trump. Well, he just keeps on coming back like a phoenix from the ashes. So let me tell you about the first rumor, though. And I think this is something that I want to put everything in context with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And first, a quote from Hillary Clinton. She says, quote, "We have never in the history of our country been in a situation where an adversary, a foreign power, is working so hard to influence the outcome of the election."
Right.
That's what Hillary said. You know, during one of the recent debates, and she says, continues, "And believe me, they're not doing it to get me elected. They're doing it to try to influence the election for Donald Trump." And, okay, now let's put things in context, like we've seen the last few days. I mean, when Hillary and Obama got into the office, they're like a tag team, Siamese twins, of basically just destroying the U.S. Strategic footprint worldwide. And
they kind of turned into Bonnie and Clyde, haven't they, a little bit?
Oh my gosh! Yes, and the victims have been, you know, basically, you know, we the people and the America's strategic position in the world, especially concerning.
Not to mention our allies. Our allies have been decimated over this, right?
Sure. As you mentioned tonight, I was listening to the show, and you mentioned that, you know, we start things. The reset button was fabulous. You know, it didn't cost much, but boy, it really did its job. And here it is. We take out the missile defense systems in Poland and the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. You know, a band of Russian spies, like 10 of them, you know, early when Obama gets into office, they're bundled off with haste. Before we can really isolate them and slowly over many years determine who their contacts were and what they were doing, what their plan was. And no, we bundle them off and send them to Russia. We want to play nice with Russia and just restart things. And then we have the new START treaty, which, you know, they rapidly passed. I mean, the dark of night, you know, before, you know, the 2010 electees took office, Republicans, and they would have just absolutely decimated that in the Senate. So what do you have? You have basically a context whereby she's claiming that he's a bad guy and he's out to get Hillary. and elect Trump, when the fact is that how could things be better for Vladimir Putin than having Hillary Clinton, who, you know, with the Clinton Foundation and Bill Clinton starting it off, they achieved.
Not to mention all her emails that he has, because he knows all her yoga secrets, her Pilates secrets now.
Oh, my gosh. This is of strategic importance for the United States.
Sure.
And then she gives away a secret on one of the debates, and she mentions, you know, how long would it take to be able to respond to a nuclear attack, you know?
And what happened on that? The media just kind of let that go. It's going, wait a minute.
For that.
Was there no C on that deal?
Yes, there should have been a C on that. And the fact of the matter is that we blame it on one of her lackey staff members making a female, probably making less than a male staffer. But the bottom line is that, you know, we give up 20% of our U.S. uranium reserves by way of this Uranium One Rosatom deal. And right. Later, Vladimir Putin is in an interview with the CEO of a Russian nuclear company, and they basically says, you know, who would ever thought that we would have this huge controlling interest in the U.S. uranium reserve.
Uranium, I mean, right? Exactly.
The thing is that I really think here's my rumor, that Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin are an item. It's love, Bill.
It's a love fest.
Yes, they're playing the American electorate for a bunch of fools, because I really do think she likes the guy. Besides her Saul Alinsky communist background,
yes,
okay, and her writing a thesis about that in college. I mean, look at what she said. You know, you have to kind of peel away.
Well, you're probably right. They have more in common. She certainly has more in common with Putin than she does Donald Trump, doesn't she?
Yeah,
or Main Street America, for that matter.
They don't get along.
Because all we are useful idiots, according to her thesis.
Exactly.
And Saul Alinsky's, right? Okay.
Right, of course. So you see, you put everything in context. You look at what she says to the American people about supposedly Vladimir Putin helping Trump, but Trump is going to just basically revitalize the American military and constitute, a Reagan-esque 21st century version.
Mm-hmm.
Of an American president that it doesn't bode well for Vladimir Putin, and certainly doesn't bode well for Hillary Clinton, because, you know, that means that, hey, he's the tough guy and she's the pushover. And I think she has been a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
And but keep this in mind. What does Putin say about Trump? But Trump is an absolute leader in president's race. He's a very outstanding person. Talented,
yes.
Without any doubt.
Right.
You know, so the thing is that you have Hillary saying, Trump is playing footsie with Putin, and they're trying to help Trump get elected. And the mm-hmm. fact is, you look at everything in the history, recent history of Hillary and Barack Obama, and what is it? It's capitulation after capitulation. And then Hillary helps facilitate with Bill Clinton turning over our uranium. I mean,
yes,
insane.
Right. So, to one of his cronies. To one of
right,
their cronies. Amazing, the
yes,
deal.
Yes. Here's the thing where it gets really interesting with WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks shows the following. Here are these exchanges by way of, you know, Podesta emails mm-hmm. and Hillary. And here, quoting Hillary, I would love it if we could continue to build a more positive relationship with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it continues. Obviously, we would very much like to have a positive relationship with Russia, and we would like to see Putin be less defensive toward a relationship with the United States so we could work together. And then she says, I sat next to Putin. He is an engaging and, you know, very interesting conversationalist. We talked about a lot of issues.
Yeah.
There were not hot-button issues between us.
Right.
In terms of interesting, Putin said, and also she goes on to say, hey, you know, he got excited when we talked about tigers. And I think that they're in love, Bill.
Well, you think so? You're telling me the Russian flotilla that has gone into the Mediterranean is really the love boats looking for Hillary. Is that what you're telling me?
This is a love boat looking for Hillary, and Hillary is making yourself look tough. Trump like a traitor, and
yeah.
Putin is laughing all the way to the election with probably going to be hacking things in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, he's just having fun putting a stick in everybody's boat. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Rumor has it. The one and only rumor guy, yes, Bill McIntosh from Peru. Thank you, William. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400
to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit Reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or Reverie.com.
Kiss your